With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now for our story. This afternoon in Lily Devon's apartment, cluttered by the confusion of Lily's preparations to leave Chicago for Wakefield, Del Shipley sits quietly removed, watching Lily and Lisa. While Lily busies herself with packing an assortment of hat boxes and suitcases, Lisa is perched on the corner of the couch, her face a mask of her inward struggle. But Del is undeceived as she studies the young dancer.
Lisa appears quite calm, but I know her too well. She's worried. Knowing that Lily is leaving for Wakefield must make her think of Peggy Douglas and Bill Meade. How her baby she gave to Kit Calvert is keeping them apart. Lisa knows it's her responsibility that she should confess the whole story. Of course, I know it's difficult for her, now that she's been reconciled with her husband, Lance. She's afraid to tell him, but she must. It's the only way. She knows I can't do anything, since I promised her I wouldn't reveal a secret.
But Lily, unaware of Lisa's inner conflict, is concerned only with the problem at hand.
Well, now that I got everything out in the middle of the floor, I'm so mixed up I don't know what to do next.
I kind of figured you'd reach that point sooner or later, Lily, the way you've been going at it.
Well, Del, this is the way I always pack. I figure I'll bring out everything I'm going to take and then pack it all away nice and orderly. Trouble is, by that time, I'm usually so tired of the whole business, I just toss them all in any old way.
I wish I could help you, Lily, but I'm afraid I just get in the way.
Oh, that's all right, Lisa. I got into this, and I'll get out of it. Somehow.
What train are you taking, Lily?
8:30.
Oh, well then, you'll have plenty of time.
Sure, I'll manage. I always do, finally.
Did you wire Aunt Mary that you were arriving today?
Oh, say, I forgot to tell you. I talked to her on the phone this morning. She said to say hello to you and to Lisa.
Oh, that was nice of her.
What else did Mary have to say?
Oh, nothing special. She mentioned something about having Randy meet me at the train if he's not too busy.
It'll be much better for you if he does. That one tired old taxi never seems to be around when you need it.
Yeah. Oh, well, if he doesn't turn up, I can always check my stuff and walk to the hotel. Lisa, I hate to leave the place in a mess for you to clean up, but, well, it'll give you something to remember me by.
Oh, I don't mind a bit. It'll give me something to do so I won't be so lonesome.
Stinker. Trying to make me feel like a heel for running out on you.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it that way.
Well, I'm not going to worry about it, because I got a hunch you won't be lonesome very long.
Why? What makes you say that?
It's a hunch, baby. A certain fellow by the name of Lance Fenner has the sense he was born with. He won't stand around and let you pine away.
By the way, Lisa, speaking of Lance, have you come to a definite decision?
Not exactly, Del. I mean...
I think you know how concerned I am, but I'm sure you're going to do what's best.
Yes, Del. Of course. I only wish...
Oh, don't worry about it, Del. Lisa may sound as if she isn't sure, but I can tell. She'll wind up by going back to Lance.
You think so, Lily?
Well, sure, what else? She loves him, he loves her.
Sounds pretty simple the way you say it, Lily.
Of course it's simple. Why should two people make themselves unhappy for no reason?
Yeah, for no reason. Well, Lisa?
But, Lily, well, it isn't all settled, you know.
Never mind, it will be soon. I feel it in my bones. Dale, why don't you come down in a week or two? You can kill two birds with one stone. See how I'm getting along. And then Peggy's wedding.
Peggy's wedding. Well, Lily, we'll see.
Wish you wouldn't feel so blue about it, Dale.
Do I sound blue?
Yeah. And I don't think it's anything to worry about. Peggy's doing what she wants to. Nicholas Dorn's an okay guy. You like him, don't you, Lisa?
Why, yes, Lily. He seems to be very nice.
Sure he is. Oh, I know how Del feels. He's worried about Peggy and Bill. Oh, and yet the kid was pretty much sold on Bill before he and Kit Calvert got married. But Del, everybody doesn't carry a torch for some guy forever. And with the way Bill feels about this kid of his, looks to me like Peggy's doing a very smart thing.
Smart?
Sure. She and Nicholas click, they can have a nice life together. They won't have to forget a lot of stuff that happened in the past.
You mean because Bill's baby would always remind her of Kit?
Why, sure. Of course, it's too bad Bill and Kit ever had the baby. Oh, I know that sounds like an awful thing to say. But if it wasn't for the baby, Bill and Peggy would have had a chance. As it is.
Yes. As it is. Lisa, how would you feel in Peggy's place?
I don't know, Del.
Well, Del, I think I know the way Lisa feels. She doesn't know Peggy as well as we do, or Kit either, for that matter. She doesn't know how miserable that gal made Peggy, how cruel she is. Besides, Lisa's got a terrific maternal streak in her. Why, in Peggy's spot, she'd be more interested in the baby than anything else. Wait till she gets one of her own. Wow, Lisa'll go from...
I think I'll go to my room, if you don't mind. Excuse me, please.
Well, for the... Did I say something wrong?
No, Lily. I don't think you did.
But the way she dashed out of here. I don't get it. She's the funniest little babe. Everything goes along just fine, and then all of a sudden...
Don't worry about it.
I do, though. Maybe I ought to go see what's eating her.
No, Lily. I'll go in and talk to Lisa. You go ahead with your packing. Well, Lisa, it got you, didn't it?
Oh, Del.
All that talk about Peggy, about the baby. You couldn't take it.
No, I couldn't stand it any longer. I feel so dreadful. I don't want to hurt Peggy, Del. Really, I don't.
But you are hurting her, whether she knows it or not.
But it's not my doing. You know that. It's Kit who's responsible. I can't help
it. Don't tell me you can't help it, Lisa. There's something you could do to change everything. The only right thing to do.
But Kit took my baby away from me. The baby's hers now. There's nothing more I can do.
Lisa, you can't go back to Lance knowing that someone else is going to suffer because of something you've done. Knowing that Peggy's going to marry a man she doesn't love. You've got to go down there to Wakefield and tell the truth.
But it's not a choice between me and Peggy. It's so complicated. I was responsible for Kit's losing her own baby. I made a bargain with her. I can't go back on it.
Now look, Lisa. What's more important? A bargain you made with Kit? A woman who causes nothing but grief to everyone? Or the life of a young girl like Peggy?
Of course Peggy should be happy. I want her to be, Del, but... I have a right to happiness, too. Maybe she would be happy with Nicholas. You can't be sure.
I'm absolutely sure Peggy's in love with Bill. There's no doubt about it. And I talked to him. I know how he feels, too. There's only one reason to move together since Bill got his divorce. And that reason's your baby.
It's strange. I had to choose once before whether to give up the baby or to try to make a life of my own. And I did make my choice. Now, if I claimed the baby, confessed, I'd lose Lance.
That's a chance you have to take, Lisa. In the first place, Lance is the baby's father. He deserves to know the truth. Now, what kind of a life could you have with him, Lisa? Living a lie, deceiving him?
But I thought we could forget the past, start all over.
Lisa, you can't do that. Never in this world, believe me. It wouldn't work. And you know that deep down in your own heart. I think you want to do the right thing. To go down to Wakefield with Lily and make a clean breast of it. Now look at me, hon. That's what you want to do, isn't it?
And yet, though you speak with so much confidence, Del, hoping you can convince Lisa Fenner of the right thing to do, you're not really sure that she will. For as the young woman dries her tears, composes herself somewhat, you know that she is still struggling with her conscience, still hoping to evade her responsibility. Hoping she can find happiness for herself in spite of what has happened. Yes, Del. No wonder you wait so tensely for Lisa's answer.
Who doesn't love a bonus? Hi, I'm Mark Stefanski, Chairman and CEO of Third Federal.
With Third Federal's new six-month bonus CD, you get an incredible 6% APY bonus rate for the first month, and then a super high rate of 4.5% APY for the remaining 5 months. Think about it, a 6% APY bonus rate for the first month of your CD, and it's FDIC insured. Plus, you get Third Federal's great customer service. So lock in your 6% APY bonus today. It won't be around for long.